This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from.
Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind.
Here's what I tell everyone.
Where are you from? Lay it on me.
I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
And we roll on with another hour. What's on your mind? Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennin. Kevin Flynn is here as well. Your calls, questions, and comments, welcome. 701-271-1100. To call us, you can text us at 701-237-1590. Here's a text from a listener. It says, thank you, Kevin and Scott, for the amazing UND hockey tickets on Saturday night. We love giving those away. Listen for those giveaways Thursday and Friday, actually, on What's on Your Mind. He says, I'm actually a 48-year-old freshman going to UND after getting kicked to the curb by the state of Minnesota and Moorhead Fire after breaking my back in an attic fire on the job after 22 years of service.
Oh, man.
Moorhead, Moorhead Fire Department. League of Minnesota is the coldest entity I've ever dealt with. Wow. That's unfortunate, doesn't quite cut it. That's a travesty. That's terrible. Not good. Thanks for listening. And glad you like the tickets as well. I'm glad. Kevin, I've saved the best of Joe Biden for you from the weekend.
Oh, I saw it.
There were two things going on.
You didn't have to save it for me.
Saturday night, he spoke to the Human Rights Campaign, which is an LGBTQ group, coincidentally, that does not support Israel.
No.
They're they're pro-Hamas.
Quick question on that.
How are they on the human rights?
Well, human rights, but in this, I guess just for in this country, in 2023, year of our Lord, October 16th, what rights don't LGBTQ people have?
I'm waiting.
Yeah, just one. Is there what is that one that they? There's got to be one because they're talking about all these right. I mean, what rights don't they have?
Can I solve this riddle for you?
Is that a tough question?
The Democratic Party does not exist.
Without.
Exactly. If it does not, number one, engage in identity politics.
And victimization.
And victimization.
Yep.
So we're gonna single people out.
Yep.
We're going to do identity politics, and we're going to tell you about how bad things are.
Have you seen Crowder's video on that where he's at, like, Berkeley, and he said all these students around him, he goes, well, what name one right that they don't have? And they were all looking at each other. They're looking at each other. Well, it's not so much that they don't have it, but that they can't get it. Or it's like, what? Come on. Okay.
So here's my favorite clip from the speech before the Human Rights Campaign, just for you.
Yay.
Who in God's name needs a weapon with 100 rounds in a chamber?
The Israelis. Especially those at the music festival. Next.
Don't you think he meant magazine, though?
Oh, what? I didn't even...
He said, who needs 100 rounds in a chamber?
Oh, of course he did, yeah. I mean, you're right, yeah. Okay.
He's not making a lot of sense.
Well, he's the teleprompter's probably out of focus.
Yeah. That might have been. Maybe that was the problem when he said this, too.
We just remember who we are, and we're not the victim, and although we're good folks, we got to stand up and holler. We got to stand up and holler.
Stand up and holler.
Well, they're doing that. Look around the campuses of these colleges. That's all they know how to do. they can't argue on fact or, you know, good policy. All he got is stand up and holler.
He wants to answer your question, what rights don't they have? Here you go.
You've heard me say it before, and I apologize for having to repeat it. When a person can be married in the morning and thrown out of a restaurant for being gay in the afternoon, something is still fundamentally wrong in this country. And that still exists.
All right. Where did that happen?
Yeah, when's...
Where was a gay person thrown out of a restaurant in this country for being gay?
Do you remember
how... other than the cake thing. Other than some Christian that won't make a cake for you, well, you know, hey, that's my business, and they can do that. But where that happened?
I mean, why don't they fact check this guy?
Yeah,
once in a while,
fact check all of them.
I remember Donald Trump, if he was president, and said, you know, I gave a speech last night. They would say, actually, the speech was at 4 p.m, so he really gave a speech yesterday afternoon. Fact check wrong. That's literally the level of juvenile fact-checking they would do on Donald Trump. Where is it for him? And he's told this story before, too. It's a little bizarre, but here you go.
I've told the story before, but tell it again. I was raised by a man who was a really decent, honorable man. I remember he was dropping me off. I wanted to be I wanted to work in the projects as a lifeguard on the east side of Wilmington.
That's where your hairy legs?
Mm-hmm.
Right. All right, sorry. I had to interrupt with that since he talked about being a lifeguard again.
Yeah.
And he was dropping me off on his way to work at the city hall to go get an application to be a lifeguard there. And as I got out of the car at the four corners in the center of town, two men, turns out one going to the Brandywine, one was to work for the DuPont company, the other worked for Hercules company. This is back when I was a
what?
Kid.
I didn't understand a word
what?
Of that.
Wait, what? Play it backwards. Maybe it'll give like a good recipe for cornbread or something. I don't know. Maybe we'll find out who killed Hoffa. Play it backwards.
Let's listen closely.
Two men. Turns out one going to the Brandywine, one was at work for the DuPont company, the other worked for Hercules company. This is back when I was a kid. And they leaned up and kissed one another. And I'd never seen that before. And I turned and looked at my dad, and he just looked at me and said, Joey, it's simple. It's simple, Joey. They love one another.
All right. That's exactly what he said.
Joey. More stories from...
you can hear his dad. Hey, look at those... yeah, sure. By the way, did a quick search. Did a, you know, gay couple thrown out of a restaurant.
Right.
Story came up. Gay couple said the New York City restaurant kicked them out because of their sexuality. Because this incident happened in New York, the man may have legal recourse, but in nearly half of the states, they would not. That was a story from 2 years ago. Other than that, can't find one.
Did it say something about them being married in the morning?
Can't find one. Well, and the reason they were at a Filipino restaurant, I just did a quick read of it, and I'm guessing... there's a picture of them being very, very affectionate outside of the restaurant, and I'm guessing they might have had a little too much public display of affection for the Puerto Rican owners of the particular restaurant. Probably said something to them, triggered them, off they went, all upset.
A little more to the story, in other
words. There always is. But again, that's not happening anywhere. Anywhere. That's a lie, Joe. Sorry. Next. Kicking gay people out of restaurants. Yeah. Not happening.
Like
women aren't dying in alleys because they can't get, you know, can't end their pregnancies.
I can't bear to do any more from the speech because there was a lot of that that I can't translate. But he also was on 60 Minutes last night.
Oh, hard-hitting.
Scott Pelley.
Hard-hitting.
Right, yeah.
Interview there, I'm sure.
Of course. Exactly right.
Let's roll that one.
And this was kind of an odd moment with Scott Pelley, but here's a question for the president on his message to the bad actors in the neighborhood.
There's limited fighting already on the northern Israeli border, and I wonder, what is your message to Hezbollah and its backer, Iran?
Don't. Don't, don't, don't.
I think you got another drop there, Kev. Don't, 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 don't.
Don't come across the border. Don't escalate this war.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
You think Hezbollah right now and this backer Iran are going, dang, anyway, we were going to get involved, and now Joe Biden said, don't, 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 don't.
Andy, I've got a bullet, and I'm not afraid to use it.
He said, don't so many times, we don't dare defy Joe.
Well, Grandpa's on the porch.
Can't make it up. You can't make it up. More of those lowlights from the 60 Minutes interview coming up here in just a couple minutes on What's on Your Mind. Brought to you today by MyPillow. Mike Lindell and the team have put together a collection of savings unlike anything they've done in their history of MyPillow. Simple as going to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. You get a lot of the deals. Remember to use the promo code Scott. Absolutely need to remember that. Promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
You all have helped support MyPillow and their employees in these tough economic times. Mike Lindell knows this and continues to give back to listeners with deals on his most popular products. You've heard us recently speak about the My Slippers, the Giza Sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. Great news! The MyPillow 6-pack bath towel sets are back in stock. The proprietary technology makes them extremely absorbent, yet still provides that soft feel you look for in a towel. The set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. Regular price $79.98, and for a limited time you can get this 6-pack towel set for only $39.99 with promo code Scott. That's a 50% savings. So go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028 and use promo code Scott to save 50% on the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. That's just $39.99 for a set. This deal won't last long. Enter promo code Scott and save big money today.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands to take you in this time to promised lands, to show you everyone it's the time.
What's on your mind? 20 past the hour, a new ranking is out after the big win. University of North Dakota defeating North Dakota State University 49-24 on Saturday. North Dakota is now number 11 in the latest stats perform poll, number 9 in the FCS coaches top 20 to 25. So they are getting some due recognition after an interesting weekend.
They came to play.
I'm going to go back to play a clip I played last segment because the listener has raised a very good point about this. So let's suffer through this one more time, and then I'm going to get to his point.
I've told the story before, but tell it again. I was raised by a man who was a really decent, honorable man. I remember he was dropping me off. I wanted to be, I wanted to work in the projects as a lifeguard on the east side of Wilmington. And he was dropping me off on his way to work at the city hall to go get an application to be a lifeguard there. And as I got out of the car at the four corners in the center of town, two men, turns out one going to the Brandywine, one was to work for the DuPont company, the other worked for Hercules company. This was back when I was a kid. And they leaned up and kissed one another. And I'd never seen that before. And I turned and looked at my dad, and he just looked at me and said, Joey, it's simple. It's simple, Joey. They love one another.
All right. Now, on that story, a listener asked this question. How would Sleepy Joe or his dad know where the two gay guys worked?
There's that, yes.
Right? I mean, he's,
add that to the question.
He's a youngster.
Yeah.
Getting dropped off at City Hall. He sees this, never seen it before, asks his dad, what's this all about? How does he know that one works at DuPont and one works at... Blah, 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 blah?
Yeah. Oh, it's just so fun, isn't it?
Joe. Oh, Scott, it's a Monday, and here we are listening to the biggest moron mumble in a language even he doesn't understand. Can we have some happy talk by President Trump to level it out? The more O'Biden speaks, the more energy I lose. yes, well, Donald Trump was in Iowa, I believe, over the weekend. I'll find you a Trump cut or two once we get through the painful part here of Joe Biden on 60 Minutes last night. All right?
I got a little Trump for you.
Look, Biden and his son are stone cold crooked.
There you go. There's a little Trump for you.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Joe Biden told Scott Pelley from 60 Minutes that he is a candidate for president again because, listen to this.
Are you sure that you want to run again?
Yes, because I'm sure. Look, when I ran, I said the world's at an inflection point. The world's changing, but we have an opportunity to make it. So imagine if we were able to succeed in getting the Middle East put in place where we have normalization of relations. I think we can do that. Imagine what happens if we, in fact, unite all of Europe and Putin is finally put down where he cannot cause the kind of trouble he's been causing. We have enormous opportunities.
Joe thinks he's leading us to world peace. Huh.
Then imagine if there was a river full of chocolate and we all lived by the chocolate river. These people are fairy dust and unicorns, man. And we're going to unite the Middle East. And we're going to bring world peace. And life will be good. And everybody gets free bagels, too. It's like this. It's almost like a cartoon, you know?
Listen to this observation by Scott Pelley, who was doing the interview on CBS.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to this.
As we spoke to the president, his secretary of state was in Israel. His defense secretary was at a NATO meeting on Ukraine. America's oldest president seemed tired from directing all of this.
Yeah.
A little truth bomb from CBS News. 60 Minutes.
Well, half-truth. He's not directing. He's a little tired. He's really tired. He's just retired from living. He's not directing anything. Yeah. He's tired from having to follow directions.
Yeah, it's a good point. Exactly right. And he can't do an interview without ripping on Republicans, right?
Look, This is not your father's Republican Party. 30% of it is made up of these MAGA Republicans who are maybe... Democracy is something I don't... They don't look at it the same way you and I look at democracy.
Oh, yeah. Dust that one off. You don't like democracy, right? You like Trump. You want to make America great again, so clearly you don't like democracy.
Democracy. We're not a democracy, sir. We're a constitutional republic, but thanks for playing.
I think his numbers are a little off, too, on the support. Okay, I can't take any more Biden. I do have one other clip I want to play for you, and Shannon Bream, who does Fox News Sunday, had John Kirby on, and she pressed on the $6 billion that the Biden administration gave to Iran, unfroze $6 billion worth of assets, and listen to what he doesn't answer in this, okay?
Can you do that? Is there actually a string attached somewhere? And if not, why not? Why would we open up $6 billion to them without some kind of strings to pull it back if in a situation like this?
So not a dime has been spent.
Correct.
Not a dime has been accessed. The Iranian regime never gets it. The money was never frozen when it was in South Korea any more than it was frozen when it got to Qatar. And it was part of a series of accounts set up by the Trump administration. There was no hue and cry back then when Secretary Pompeo announced these accounts and that the Iranians spent down billions of dollars from the other accounts for what was supposed to be humanitarian purposes, but we don't really know. None of that, we can't account for that. I can only account for that $6 billion, and it's all still in Qatar. None of it has been accessed, and we're watching it
like
a hawk.
Will they ever be able to access it? Is it truly that you can refreeze it, in essence, or whatever terminology you'd like to use, so they don't have access to it?
They have not accessed it. We are
dancing around. Sorry. Pick that back up, because she's asking the right question here. He keeps saying they haven't accessed it. She's saying, well, can they?
What terminology you'd like to use so they don't have access to it?
They have not accessed it. We're watching it like a hawk, Shannon. I'm telling you that we are keeping tabs on every single dime of that. None of it is accessed by the Iranians. And even if it was, it would go to vendors that we approve to buy food, water, medicine, and ship it in to Iran, right to the Iranian people through humanitarian aid organizations. The regime never sees
this debate.
Oh, thank goodness.
This debate really touches a nerve.
Oh, thank goodness. I'm sure the same accounting team is the Ukrainian accounting team is on the on these dollars, too.
So. I think his other point about them draining other accounts, that's what they did.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. They'll create a humanitarian crisis and spend the money on that they would have spent that they already spent on
it frees up money for them
Hamas,
to use.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. It's pretty easy. That's it. Wow. Yeah.
Your government at work.
Yeah, right.
Biden 2024, says one of our listeners, ice cream and applesauce for all.
Whee!
Right
pudding.
The chocolate river.
Chocolate pudding.
Right? Chocolate river, aren't we living
yes,
in?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. I want to tell you about what the UN thinks you should use for building materials when we come back. Got a great story for you. Stay tuned.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Stanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Stanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
USA News Update. One House Republican admitting the current status of not having a speaker is not good, but he isn't calling it a crisis yet. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Texas Congressman Dan Crenshaw noted Kevin McCarthy was ousted as speaker, even though only a handful of Republicans voted for his removal. President Biden considering traveling to Israel on a solidarity visit after an invitation was made by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. A 71-year-old man was charged with a hate crime yesterday after being accused of fatally stabbing a 6-year-old and seriously injuring a 32-year-old woman. Authorities believe it was a targeted attack in response to the Israel-Hamas war. Three people were injured Saturday night after a shooting at the Texas State Fair. A suspect is in custody. Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What's for lunch on your Monday? I have a suggestion for you. Not the same old, same old. Head for PetroServe USA for some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience today. Chicken fettuccine in Castleton, a beautiful new location. Mac and beef on 45th. Stuffed cabbage in Euland. Lasagna in Glendon. Chicken tenders and mac and cheese NP Avenue. Meatball sub 12th and I-29. Salisbury steak or chicken tenders, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Valley City, exit 292 off I-94, Harwood location, I-29. All great deals. It is Muffin Monday. Any fresh baked muffin is 99 cents. And while you're there, all PetroServe USA coffee mugs, $2 off, and you get free coffee for the life of the mug. Beat a deal like that, PetroServe USA. All right, a listener said, give me some Trump. And because we're watching a million people flee Gaza right now because of what Hamas has done, let's remember the policy of the Trump administration on this. Listen.
We must build a coalition of partners who share the aim of stamping out extremism and violence and providing our children a peaceful and hopeful future. But a hopeful future for children in the Middle East requires the world to fully recognize the vital role of the State of Israel. And on behalf of the United States, we pledge to stand by you and defend our shared values so that together we can defeat terrorism and create safety for all of God's children. Israelis have experienced firsthand the hatred and terror of radical violence. Israelis are murdered by terrorists wielding knives and bombs. Hamas and Hezbollah launch rockets into Israeli communities where school children have to be trained to hear the sirens and to run to the bomb shelters with fear, but with speed. ISIS targets Jewish neighborhoods, synagogues, and storefronts. And Iran's leaders routinely call for Israel's destruction. Not with Donald J. Trump. Thank you.
And their hands are getting sore.
I know. Unbelievable. Benjamin Netanyahu there as well.
I like you too. Despite these challenges, Israel is thriving as a sovereign nation, and no international body should question the contributions Israel makes to the region and indeed the world. Today, let us pray for that peace and for a more hopeful future across the Middle East. There are those who present a false choice. They say that we must choose between supporting Israel and supporting Arab and Muslim nations in the region. That is completely wrong. All decent people want to live in peace, and all humanity is threatened by the evils of terrorism. Diverse nations can unite around the goal of protecting innocent life, upholding human dignity, and promoting peace and stability in the region.
Unbelievable how well he makes the case with how you deal with this hotbed of terrorism and hate. You know, that was 5 months into his presidency, articulating that very well. Plus, it's nice to have somebody actually complete a sentence.
Yeah, well, isn't that something?
Yeah.
Love it.
Unreal. One last clip from 60 Minutes. This didn't make the show last night, but evidently Donald Trump showed up at the end of the interview and wanted to ask a few questions of Joe Biden himself. You following me, Kev?
Yep.
So you didn't watch this on 60 Minutes, but you'll hear it on What's on Your Mind.
Okay.
We created the greatest economy in the history of our country.
Well, first of all, let's put this in perspective.
The unemployment numbers for African Americans, for Asian Americans, for Hispanic Americans, virtually every number was the best.
Inflation rate month to month was just an inch.
Hardly we had the all. Best stock market price ever.
I got that. But guess what we are? We're in a position where for the last several months it hasn't spiked.
You know what? She deleted 33,000 emails.
How that could possibly happen? How anyone could be that irresponsible? And I thought, what data was in there that may compromise sources and methods? By that I mean names of people who helped or et cetera. And it's just totally irresponsible.
I think it's disgraceful what she's done.
I mean, honest to God, that's all I think.
The biggest scandal was when they spied on my campaign. They spied on my campaign. They got caught.
Don't.
And then they went much further than that, and they got caught.
Yes.
It was our Justice Department.
Yes.
It was Obama and Biden.
That's good.
It's wrong.
It's wrong.
It's wrong. So wrong.
I think what happened was disgraceful. Should never have happened.
Think about that.
Should never have happened.
Think of how that has changed everything.
What kind of ice cream? What flavor ice cream do you have?
You think I would tell you if I knew exactly what it would be? Of course I'm not going to tell
you. You just come in here with that negative attitude.
And it's much too early to make that kind of decision.
And when I finish, this country will be in a position like it hasn't been maybe ever.
I'm more optimistic than I've been in a long time.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's brilliant, isn't it?
That is good. That took some time.
Exactly right.
That's good.
All right, all we can do is laugh, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I found a story that is, I guess, not surprising, but it's from my friend Steve Moore from the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. And he credits Mark Morano from Climate Depot for finding the story, which could be a new low for the radical green movement. The United Nations has issued a report on building material and the climate, which urges that builders start using, you ready for this, Kev?
Yep.
Builders everywhere. There's a lot of folks out there working hard right now,
mm-hmm.
listening to What's on Your Mind on the job. This is what the UN wants you to use for building materials. Bamboo.
Ah.
Biomass.
Yeah.
And wood to erect new homes and buildings. The report also recommends against concrete and steel because they use too much electricity.
Oh, well, yeah. That's great.
This, by the way,
how
from
exciting.
The, one of three pronged recommendations from the UN and the Yale Center for ecosystems and architecture.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Who wants to live in those bamboo homes?
Little sod roof.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
We're great in North Dakota.
Little to Alaska.
Exactly right.
Live off the land.
Concrete and steel.
Bugs.
No more.
Nah.
No more. Yeah, then I could huff and puff and blow your house down. This is
the yeah. Unless, you know, you're an elite and you can live in the high rise in whatever city you want and have the penthouse and you're good with concrete and all that.
Oh, my gosh. Love it. All right, some more of your comments at 701-237-1590. Jimmy Carter, both the Bushes, Clinton, Obama, Biden, all controlled puppets. President Reagan and President Trump were gangsters. What do I mean by that? Trump and Reagan were feared and respected. When you're a gangster, the killing stopped for the fear of the gangster.
Yep. Outsiders.
Notice under the controlled puppets what went on, because they weren't feared or respected. Hard to argue with that these days.
Yep.
Great one. Question says, listener rather, says, question for you. Why do people hate Jews? My husband and I can't figure out why. Jesus was a Jew, and we don't understand what makes them so dangerous.
Well, people don't hate Jews. The Nazis did, but now, for the most part, it's a radical side of the Muslim religion.
I think that's the...
It's the jihadist. Their hatred is not just reserved for Jews. It's reserved for any infidel, any Christian, any non-believer. So the jihad is on. At least there it is.
Kevin's right about, it's not people hating Jews. It's a segment of society that are...
Yep.
They're racist is what they are, and in some cases, worse. When you talk about wanting an entire race wiped off the face of the earth.
It's the same people. I mean, 9/11 was not about any other than infidels and the symbol that were the Twin Towers. I mean, the symbol of the West, the capitalist. There's a couple of really good books that I've listened to about the jihad and the thousands of years that they've been going at it, and it's in their DNA. Hatred is generational.
All right, another text from, try to get these before the break here. Mud and straw pressed into bricks by... Yeah, mud and straw.
And then it will be really good because we'll go back to smoke signals and, hey...
What?
Another listener
says, the Pony Express?
Another listener says, after the UN and Yale University tear down their concrete buildings and put up bamboo buildings,
yeah.
Until then, get back to me.
Exactly.
That's right. Lead with this, UN. See some bamboo.
Oh, my gosh.
I love it. Another listener says, I just heard yesterday Israel bombed the runways in Damascus. And a level to keep Iran from shipping military supplies into those bases. You don't hear a word about that anywhere on any news outlet. Just wondering if you knew about that. I saw it over the weekend as well, and I've not heard it confirmed either. So, good
point.
Wouldn't
surprise me.
Well, again, if Syria is a bad actor, and if they're allowing supply missions from there, that's part
mm-hmm.
of this war. Two more congressmen that previously were hard no on Jim Jordan for Speaker of the House have come out now in favor of Jim Jordan. Ann Wagner and Ken Calvert. They joined Mike Rogers, which is the big one, because he said never, ever, ever. So, looks like what Jordan is doing with what he did with the weekend and what he's doing with the day is coalescing support. The vote for Speaker will happen tomorrow. One more segment to go on What's on Your Mind. 701-271-1100 to call us. Text us at 701-237-1590. More after this.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about healthcare, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. But I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
A gypsy wind is blowing warm tonight. The sky is starlit and the time is right. And still you're telling me you have to go. Before you leave, there's something you should.
Many of us have had to say goodbye to a loved one, a friend or a family member. When grief enters our lives, our world changes. The grief support specialist at Hospice of the Red River Valley understand that every loss is unique. They offer support groups, end-of-life education, one-on-one meetings, and more to help you cope with your grief and work toward healing. Just as every loss is unique, the grieving experience is different with each loss, and every individual grieves differently. Learn more about grief support today. For you, for them, for us, Hospice of the Red River Valley. Take control of your care online, hrrv.org, hrrv.org. I have a story here just sent from a listener about a state trooper encountering an EV last March in a snowstorm on the side of the road.
Okay. Yep.
The trooper says, I'm not a fan of electric vehicles. Too many variables affecting battery consumption. Definitely not suited for cold climates.
No.
The following experience just cements my distaste for EVs, especially Tesla. I get set to a motorist assist the other day at the start of our snowstorm. Tesla on the side of the interstate, dead battery. So I arrive on scene and the occupants have the right front door open. They tell me they can't open any other doors because the battery is dead. Sure enough, can't open the doors from the inside or the outside. The driver also can't get her license out of the glove box where she put it during their trip because the glove box opens electronically and the battery is dead. You actually have to use the computer in the center of the dash to open the glove box. They said that they had 10% battery left, should have been plenty to get from that location to the charging station nearby, then all of a sudden the whole car shut off, and they coasted to the shoulder. So now I have to find them a tow. No one wants to tow EVs.
No, I was just going to say, nobody does. No, they've got to, because you can't, you've got to use a tow where you literally pick them up by the tires. There's nothing to, there's something about towing them that's not easy, not good.
Trooper says, I finally found one company to do it. 8-mile trip to the charging station, $1,000. Normal vehicle on a flatbed would be about $150. That is an interesting, I mean, think about that. That's another thing you need to add to the list of EVs that cost you big bucks.
Yeah.
A tow is $1,000?
Yeah. This one was, the winner.
So now we're at the Tesla superchargers. Guess what? Can't open the stupid charging port because the battery is dead. The port's open electronically. We also can't open the doors now. Had to close the one open door when it was loaded onto the wrecker. The owner's manual is on the onboard computer, but the battery's dead. I got the occupants to a store where they'd be warm while calling the rental company to figure out how to charge this piece of crap, so I'm not sure of the outcome. I had to leave for a crash report. I'll stick with my dinosaur burner. Yeah.
Okay, honey, we're saving the planet. We're getting to zero, whatever. Wow. I don't get why. I think they're a cool toy. I think they're a cool thing. There's like an electric motorcycle or a drone or a plane or, you know, you got kind of money that, but they're not practical in any way. They certainly shouldn't be mandated or made to buy them or drive them. The thought of that is, you know, shut your pie hole.
From a state trooper.
Yeah.
Quite the story.
That's you, John Kerry and Greta. Just stop.
And your federal government subsidizing the living daylights out of these things.
That's what I'm saying. Let the market decide if that's going to work or not.
No, you're exactly right. Absolutely right.
And the market is clearly a lot of, the, especially the, half of the northern world is saying, yeah, not going to work here. But, you know, you live in Miami, you're good.
And by the way, it won't be long, they'll be mandating you drive one.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's, they're already saying that. Shut up. Where are you going to get all the batteries? Where are you going to get all the chargers? Where are you going to get the grid to charge them all and run them what we have now? Can I ask 5 questions of you, Mr. Kerry? Oh, that guy. I mean, all they do is sit and read these statements. It's like, yeah. Somehow you're going to charge me more taxes and change the weather. Good luck with that.
Listener has sent us a photo from near Rolog, Minnesota, and it is a... looks like a small outbuilding on a farm that is collapsed, and it has a Biden-Harris sign on it.
Oh, yeah.
Several of them, as a matter of fact.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Kind of the metaphor there.
Symbolic.
Yeah. We did find a supporter, though. Do you think that's maybe somebody having some fun? That might be a Trump supporter. I don't know. Either that or we found the one in our new poll that suggests... just 17% of North Dakotans. Well, that's Minnesota, too. So
I was going to say, you're in.
Yeah.
You'll find a few over there.
Well, not in western Minnesota.
You know what I hear, though? Over and over again? You know, this or that, she's a Democrat or whatever. I'll bring up some with a friend. Oh, don't bring it up. I'm like, why? Well, she'll leave or she'll, you know.
Why?
Can't she have a conversation?
No, they're triggered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't
shame on you. Shame on you for stirring the pot, Kevin.
I didn't.
All right, friends, we got to go. God bless. See you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, green dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
And I got a deal for you. All month long at PetroServe USA, buy a coffee mug, get $2 off, and you'll have free coffee for the light of the mug. Unbelievable deal. Motor oil, regularly $29.99, $19 for 15W40 gallons. Quarts are $6, regular $8.99. Chex Mix are 99 cents. King-size candy bars $1.39. And Pop-Tarts for 59 cents. Those deals and many more at a PetroServe USA near you.
PetroServe USA. Extend your life with Extendo-Bite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendo-Bite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendo-Bite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.